There was no sign of a knockout blow last night as the two men vying to be British Prime Minister went head-to-head in the first televised leaders' debate. A significant part of the ITV programme was devoted to Brexit. The Conservatives' Boris Johnson and Labour's Jeremy Corbyn also clashed on the health service, the future of Scotland and the royal family. Perhaps the most unusual aspect of the debate was the fact that the audience laughed, and not in a good way, at both men. This report from Ailish Sheehy.
It's Boris Johnson versus Jeremy Corbyn.
Yes, we certainly will come out on January the 31st because we have a deal that, as I say, is oven ready. It's ready to go. And it's approved, as I say, not just by our friends and partners in the EU, but by every one of the 635 Conservative candidates. And it delivers everything that we wanted from Brexit.
The idea that the Prime Minister Boris Johnson's deal can be dealt with and finished by the end of January is such nonsense. What he's proposing is a trade deal with the United States that would take at least 7 years to negotiate, whilst at the same time saying he would negotiate a special trade deal with the European Union. The two things are actually incompatible.
On several occasions, Jeremy Corbyn was asked by Boris Johnson to clarify his position on whether he would campaign to stay or leave the European Union if another referendum was held.
Are you going to campaign for leave or remain?
I want to bring people together, therefore there will be a referendum in which that decision will be made by the British people and our government will abide by that decision.
When both men were asked if the union is worth sacrificing for Brexit, Jeremy Corbyn described the Prime Minister's deal as doing just that.
I hope the union is not going to be broken up or sacrificed in this way, but the agreement that the Prime Minister negotiated, or he's put towards the to Parliament, was about creating a border between the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, creating a different customs arrangement for Northern Ireland with the rest of Ireland, having promised to the Democratic Unionist Party he would never do that.
Boris Johnson denying this claim.
Well, we have a deal that keeps the whole of the UK together as we come out of the EU. And, of course, Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party, be in no doubt about it, in order to secure power and the keys to number 10, are going to do a deal, and they probably already have done a deal, with Nicola Sturgeon and the SNP to form a Corbyn-Sturgeon coalition. And the price of that deal, the price of Nicola Sturgeon's support, let's be in no doubt, she's made it absolutely clear, would be a second referendum on the union with Scotland.
However, Jeremy Corbyn described the comments as nonsense and knocked down any suggestion of a coalition with Labour and the SNP, saying no deals will be done. In a separate matter, the Prime Minister was reminded that he previously said a division down the Irish Sea would damage the fabric of the union.
Northern Ireland is part of the customs territory of the UK. It's there in black and white. And what the people of Northern Ireland do not know, and part of our tariff schedules and everything else, what the people of Northern Ireland do not know, and nor do the people of Ireland, is what kind of deal Jeremy Corbyn proposes to do. Okay.
He said exactly the opposite when he spoke to a DUP conference. You said there would be no border down the Irish Sea. And well, there is.
Ending on a lighter note and looking ahead to the festive season, they were asked what gifts they would leave under the Christmas tree for each other.
Well, I know Mr. Johnson likes a good read. So what I would probably leave under the tree for him would be A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And he could... And he can then understand how nasty Scrooge was.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
I would probably leave a copy of, since you want a literary effort, a copy of my brilliant Brexit deal.
Boris Johnson ending that report by Ailish Sheehy. We'll have more on that debate later in the programme. It's 7:29.